Amen. Want to bless the name of the Lord for bringing us back again this morning, the day and the Sunday the Lord has made to come and worship in His presence. Want to celebrate the faithfulness of God to for bringing us into a new season. I want to thank God for as many that are worshiping with us across the globe at this time. By the special grace of God, we shall be sharing and we shall be praying as well. Let us bow down our heart and our head before the Lord so we can pray unto Him. And so, Father, we want to thank You so much for a time like this. Thank You, Father, for Your goodness and Your mercy that endures forever. Thank You, Lord, for Your faithfulness. Thank You for Your move. Thank You because You are shaking the nations at this time. Thank You for the word of prophecy that has gone ahead. Lord, even we appreciate You, Father, because of what You have done, what You are doing, what You are yet to do. We thank You, Lord, even for Your faithfulness and Your mercy that endures forever. In spite of this shaking, in spite of all this abomination, calamity going on in the nations, You remain a faithful God. Your purpose and Your agenda remain the same. Therefore, as a praying church, Lord, coming together to worship at this time, want to ask that let Thy heavens be opened above us, that we will not worship under closed heaven. Lord, that we will worship before You, and the meditation of our heart and the word of our mouth shall be acceptable before You. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, I stand on the rock of ages, all other ground are sick and sound. I lean on the cross, I soak deep myself inside the pool of the blood of Jesus to come against every strategy, Lord, of the enemies, to come against every plan, Lord, to come against every hidden activities, transaction, Lord, in the realm of the spirit going on, Lord, to, Lord, even rubbish, Lord, even the word in this season. Lord, we ask God, we rebuke every agent of darkness, Lord, upon the earth, Lord, even in the heavens. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we command the heavens to abort, Lord, every coded evil and demonic sacrifices in this season of Halloween. Lord, it will not take hold of our lives. The word of the Lord shall be released expressly from the throne of God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I decrease myself for God to be increased in me. Let them see less of me, but much of You, that Your name might be glorified. Thank You, Father. Hallelujah be unto Your name. Glory be unto Your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Once again, we say good morning from this part of continent. I'm broadcasting the word of the Lord from the state of Maryland in the United States of America. That's why I said good morning. To Africa, you know, maybe good evening. Yeah, I have the topic that God gave to me after we have gone through what, you know, is going on through the shaking of the Lord upon the whole earth, upon nations. You know, the birth of a new nation, of a new generation, the birth of a new generation, the birth of a new generation. I'm going to be reading from the book of Isaiah, chapter number 22. I will read from the book of Isaiah 22, from verses 15 to 25. I'll read. Thus says the Lord God of hosts, go, proceed to this steward, to Shebna, who is over the house, and say, what have you here? And whom have you here? That you have healed a sepulcher here as he who heals himself a sepulcher on high, who carves a tomb for himself in a rock. Indeed, the Lord will throw you away violently, O mighty man, and will surely seize you. Verse 18. He will surely turn violently and toss you like a bird into a large country. This, there you shall die, and there your glory chariots shall be the shame of your master's house. Verse 19. So I will drive you out of your office, and from your position he will pull you down. Then it shall be in that day that I will call my servant Eliakim, the son of Akiah. I will clothe him with your robe and strengthen him with your belt. I will commit your responsibility into his hand. He shall be a father to the inhabitant of Jerusalem and the house of Judah. The key of the house of David I will lay on his shoulder. So he shall open and no one shall shut. And he shall shut and no one shall open. I will fasten him as a peg in a secure place. And he will become a glorious throne to his father's house. They will hang on him all the glory of his father's house. The offspring and the posterity, all vessels of small quantity, from the cups to all the pitchers. In that day, says the Lord of hosts, the peg that is fastened in the secure place will be removed and be cut down and fall, and the burden that was on it will be cut off. For the Lord has spoken. For the Lord has spoken. The birth of a new generation. By the special grace of God, the message of today will be a prayer message, whereby I will be praying for the master plan of God to emerge and the new generation that we seek and do the will of God. Because we are tired of the generation that we seek their pocket, that we seek themselves, that we seek for our own interest. But we are coming to open the gate and to prepare the way for the birth of a new generation. Queries may be going around. What is the meaning of the birth of a new generation? Is there any pregnancy of a generation? Yes, indeed. I'm declaring to you that there is a pregnancy. The pregnancy, from God. The pregnancy of a new generation that has to be born, and the pregnancy will not be aborted in the name of the Lord Jesus. Couple of weeks ago, I talked about major shifts in the realm of the spirit. when we celebrated, you know, the ninth new moon season last month, that there was a kind of, you know, a major celestial event in the heavens. And so the Lord was saying that there is a major shift in the realm of the spirit by which God will put an end to, you know, all the government, the association of, you know, Shebna company. But in this season, as we come to another new moon season that determines the season, you know, as new cycle in the realm of the spirit, you know, from 16th of October, God was speaking, you know, by prophecy. But what God was speaking through the womb of his spirit, that a major shift is in the realm of the spirit to make sure that the, you know, a birth of a new generation emerge. Hallelujah. Church, this is the time that we need to be sensitive to the purpose and the plan and the agenda of God, not to our own purpose, not to our own interest, not to, listen, the ABC of the gospel says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, other things shall be added unto thee. But the first thing is that we are building empire, we are building, you know, our personal kingdom on earth, which is anti-Bible, anti-purpose, anti-agenda of God. But by the grace of God, I'm coming today to broadcast to the world. It does not matter what will happen the next minute. It does not matter what will happen the next hour. But this moment that God has given unto me, you know, I'm going to, you know, preach and broadcast the undiluted word of the Lord out. For as men that are ears, we listen and run with it. You know? So when I broadcasted last couple of weeks that there's a major shift in the realm of the spirit, because it's the month of, you know, September, at that time, that, you know, major celestial, you know, or event, you know, in the heavens, and up till the 10th, you know, month that we come into in this October, God is shaking the whole earth, families, cities, and nations. Couple of prophecies have gone forth that must come to pass before the new generation will emerge to establish the kingdom of our God, the soon coming Christ Jesus upon the earth. Where we read talks about the prophecy of God of how new generation, you know, with God fearing leadership will emerge. Because of the significance of, you know, what is happening right now in the whole world, especially in Nigeria, because I'm a Nigerian, I cannot pretend as if, you know, I've not seen. I've seen and I've heard. So because of the significance of all of this going on right now, you know, even in Africa, especially in Nigeria, even in America, and the whole, you know, the other parts of the nations, God is calling for the company of the righteous people that will be ready to receive the secret of God and to run as a courier and carrier with it. Number one, I'm going to enumerate just five things that will be done before I begin to pray. Say, the people know the Eliakim company, the Cyrus company, that we establish, number one, the kingdom of God upon the earth. That's one. Number two, to prepare the way for the return of our Christ Jesus, the soon coming King. Number three, to be able to carry the burden in the heart of God for the emerge of the new generation. Number four, to be able to receive strength to carry the pregnancy and to give birth to a new generation without abortion. Number five, for the establishment of the, you know, purpose of God through, you know, a spiritual structure, which good governance, good leadership after God's heart will march. So these five master plan of God is written down, is coded down, and that God is expecting the church to awake to make sure that these things come to pass. And before the fiery leadership could emerge, the old one must go. The old one must what? Must go. According to John chapter 21 from verse 1 to 6 says, then I see, let me quickly read before I come to Isaiah. So you will be integrated with what God is saying this season. John said in Revelation chapter 21. John beloved said, now I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of the heavens from God. Prepared. Look at that word. Prepared. As a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a voice, loud voice from heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. And he will dwell with them. And they shall be his people. And God himself will be with them and they be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things have passed away. Then he who sat on the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said to me, write, for these words are true and faithful. Hallelujah. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of water of life freely to him who thirsts. Hallelujah. Brethren, I digress to that place to know that the birth of a new generation will come with the glory of God. And as the birth of a new generation is coming, it's going to cut across the whole globe, not only Africa, not only Nigeria, not only in America, not only in Europe, but across the globe to prepare the highway for our coming Christ Jesus in this season that we are in. Yes, a body shaking, you know, that is going on right now, coupled with prophecies that has been spoken, especially in Nigeria, which I'll be sharing with you before I begin to pray. Those prophecies must come to pass. So let's go to the prophecy of Isaiah, where we read from the book of Isaiah chapter 22. From 15, where we read from, that the Bible says, thus says the Lord God, this is God's talking here, the God of hosts, God prepare to this steward, to Shebna, who is over the house, and say, what have you here, and whom have you here, that you have healed a sepulcher? Here as he who he himself a sepulchre on high, who casts a term for himself in a rock. Indeed, the Lord will throw you out violently, O mighty man, and will seize you. Yes, the time has come, especially for our beloved country, Nigeria, as I'm broadcasting the word of the Lord. That the Lord, you know, is ready and is doing greater things. To chase away the company of Shebna. Shebna that are so greedy, ruling our nation, not putting our nation, the blood of Nigeria, into his hand, and toy trafficking with it. The nation that God even has his name upon. The nation that God has called my beloved. So God said, we throw them out of office and listen to the word of the Lord. After he has thrown them out of the office, he says, he will surely turn violently and toss you like a ball into a large country. You know, there you shall die, and there your glory shall be the shame of your master house. So I will drive you out of your office, and from your position, it will pull you down. Could you imagine that our youth, killing our youths, and many of them, you know, died and wounded in hundreds. Beloved, from this altar, I dress like this today because of our beloved young generation that have passed on. People that they have killed, innocent people. I come at this time with this black suit to mourn on their behalf, that our mighty God will comfort their parents, will comfort their beloved ones, their siblings, their friends, and will comfort our beloved Nigeria by the special grace of God. That is why I dress like this. I identify with them to know mourn at this time. And again, I come with this red tie that talks about the blood of Jesus for redemption by the special grace of God. Though there's no prayer for the dead, that what shall I follow after them? But to identify with them that the blood of Jesus, you know, is there even to preserve as men that are left behind. And the blood of Jesus, as men that have accepted Christ and their Lord as their personal Savior, the blood of Jesus, you know, that has been shed, we speak, you know, for them. But there's no prayer for the dead. Then I come with this white collar to talk about the righteousness of our God at this time. And I come with this blue shirt to talk about the heavenly mindedness. That we that are behind, the new generation coming behind, we should plug into the mind of God. We should be heavenly conscious, because either we like it or not, the new nation, the new generation that God has prepared is coming to emerge. There's no retreat, no surrender. Victory as Satan. But I pity as many that belong to Shebna leadership company of our beloved Nigeria. Repent today and you shall be saved. Repent and turn back to God today. All the palliative, no, or goods that are meant for people to relieve people time of COVID, you store them in a place. This is wickedness of the highest order. But God is calling for the birth of a new nation, and is calling all of you to repent. If you refuse to repent, I pity what will happen to you. By the prophecy that God is giving from the mouth of Isaiah here. Then after this prophecy has come to pass, listen to verse 20. What God has, verse 19 says, so I will drive you out of your office, and from your position, he will pull you down. Then verse 20 says, then it shall be in that day that I will call my servant Eliakim, the son of Hakia. I will clothe him with your robe and strengthen him with your belt. I will commit your responsibility in his hand. He shall be a father to the inhabitant of Jerusalem. God has raised you up to be fathers. Fathers to the nation, fathers to the youth. But the youth have been killed in hundreds. Wounded in hundreds. Who does that? The Bible said, the key of the house of David, I will lay on his shoulder. So he shall open and no one shall shut, and it shall shut, and no one shall open. I will fasten him as a peg in a secure place. My beloved Nigerians, as I'm broadcasting the word of the Lord, I want to assure you that Lord, the God has gone ahead of the battle of that beloved country to make sure that the purpose and the plan of God emerge. I'm going to, you know, share with you one of the prophecies that men of God, renowned men of God, have seen, and for us to see and to know that our God is the God, you know, of prophecy. God is the God of prophecy. I want to share, you know, some of the prophecies that God has said about Nigeria that will give us comfort. Comfort in a way that we will not indeed be afraid. There's a prophecy that came in 1986 by our, you know, our father of blessed memory, Pa Elton. Pa Elton gave prophecy in 1986. He said, and I quote, "Nigeria and Nigerians will be known for corruption worldwide, but the tide will turn and Nigeria will also be known for righteousness worldwide. Many shall take hold of him that is a Nigeria, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you." That's it. This is a prophecy that has gone forth. So, no shaking, no surrender, no retreat. We are marching on to make sure that the purpose of the Lord, the prophecy that has gone forth about Nigeria, must come to pass. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we are championing the cause of Africa, the purpose and the plan of God in Africa by the special grace of God. Another vision that came by the special grace of God in year 2000. I think in year 2000, when we gathered together at the Ekumenical Center in Abuja by one of the leadership of Intercessors for Nigeria, our Father in the Lord, in person of Dr. Kole Akinboboye, you know, the founder of Voice of Adonai Ministry in Akure, Ondo State. He saw this vision. He said, when we are doing spiritual transaction with our flag of Nigeria to gain our spiritual independence, he said he saw a vision of a new Nigeria with good roads, with good street light, with people on the queue without shunting. Everything was in order. He said, this is what God has shown. And we sang a song that day, year 2000. That is 20 years from now. That I've seen a new Nigeria. I've seen a new Nigeria in the hands of the Lord. Hands of the Lord. In the hands of the Lord. I've seen a new Nigeria in the hands of the Lord. A new Nigeria will emerge. The church says amen. We emerge to do the will of the Lord. We emerge to do the purpose of the Lord. To seek the face of the Lord. Let me show you something from the book of Peter. The book of Peter, Second Peter, the book of 2 Peter. So you will know that we are not talking abstractly. We are talking by the leading of the Spirit of the Lord, what God has given to us. 2 Peter chapter 1 from verse 20 to 21. What does it say? It says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So all these prophecies, I see a couple of prophecies about Nigeria, but time will not permit me to run through these prophecies. You know? But the prophecy that has gone forth must come to pass. The prophecy is like a pregnancy. in the womb of the Lord and in the womb of even his people. And this is the time, this is the season that the pregnancy must be delivered without abortion. And as God is delivering this prophecy, the pregnancy of this prophecy, we shall live to witness it in the name of the Lord Jesus. Nigeria is a great nation, has been going through hardship and horror in the hand of corrupt and selfish leaders. And the church has politicized in cosmetics and compromise the gospel of Jesus because of fame, power, and money that will soon go, that will vanish away. God will ask from us. But I want to beg all of us now across the globe, not only Nigeria, by the grace of God in America, we will be doing, you know, the final election on the 4th of November to determine, you know, who God sent to rule the nation of America. But to my beloved people, you know, where I came from, where I hail from, you know, in Nigeria, let the church awake. Awake Zion, awake. Awake unto the Lord. Do awake yourself. God is waiting for you and I to awake. To awake to take the mantle. To awake to plug into the plan of God at this time. To join the company of, you know, Eliakim. That the Bible says, no, he will raise Eliakim instead of Shebna. So do not let your heart be melted. Do not, Lord, even be afraid. God has gone ahead of this battle to raise Eliakim company. Don't be afraid. Don't be intimidated with anything that is going. Let our trust be in the Lord. Let us fight the battle spiritually. Let us come together with one voice, no, to in the Lord, not from the flesh. Let us approach it from the spiritual point of view, going by the prophecy that God has given to us. So God can arise on our behalf. But mind you, God already in the scene. God has come into the scene of our beloved country, Nigeria. Our leaders know that supposed to be the fathers of the nations, they held the nation, you know, in their hands like a toy. They rule as military leaders and coming back to rule as civilian leaders. And we say, young shall grow. How are the young going to grow? I remember all of our leaders, they started ruling at the age of 26, 27, 40. You are still 70. Above 70, you still want to rule. You don't want to give room for the layer king. God, you know, is calling upon you to even voluntarily leave the office. Let the Eliakim company emerge that we carry, you know, the liberty torch, you know, to enforce the purpose and the plan of our God Almighty. And God is calling for that Eliakim. That Eliakim will be the militant arm of the church. According to Psalm 110, verse 1 and 2, that say, Lord, spoke to my Lord, sit at the right hand until I make the enemy thy footstool. That I will raise out of Zion the people that will rule, to rule over your enemy, to raise no rod of strength. That rod of strength is the militant arm of the church. Where are we? No, we need to awake at this time to make sure that the purpose of the Lord emerge. We cannot leave our inheritance in the hand even of the company of Shebna. People that will not even have the interest of the masses in their heart. Could you imagine? The minimum wage in Nigeria is 30,000 and a bag of rice is 42,000. How could somebody be able to afford 3 square meals? They send people all over the country, scattered all over the country to become international slaves. And the Lord deliver our nation and deliver us in the name of the Lord Jesus. You, the leaders of Nigeria, it is time for you to repent and turn back from your evil ways and turn to God. That God, here, you know, I am. Because you can't toy with, is a nation, in the heart of God, is the nation in the program of God, cannot be toyed with. Hallelujah. Can you imagine that not a governor to be taking note 53 million in a month? How do you want to spend it? Still, it's still not enough. You seem greedy and do all kind of things to make sure you enrich yourself and generation unborn. The Lord will deliver you. Isaiah chapter 26, quickly before I begin to pray, because we need to pray for our country. We need to pray. Isaiah 22, that verse 16. Let me read it quickly again. The book of Isaiah 22, verse 16. What does it say? It says, go, he said, verse 16 said, what have you? He said, go, 15 said, go proceed to this steward, to Shebna, who is over the house, who is over this country, and say, what have you here? And whom have you here that you have hit a sepulchre here? As he who hewed himself a sepulchre on high, who casts a tomb for himself in the rock. Indeed, the Lord will throw you out violently. I beg of you to live peacefully. Otherwise, God says, God will throw you out violently, O mighty man, and we seize, you know, or you. This word of the Lord, not, is not my word. He will surely turn violently and toss you like a ball into a large country. I beg you that indeed let peace be reigned. Give peace chance to reign in our country, to make sure the will of the Lord is done, to make sure the purpose of the Lord is being fulfilled. Hallelujah. Isaiah 24, verses 5 and 6. I just want to describe, you know, what we have done, because we have shed innocent blood, and this thing is speaking. Nigeria must arise, church must arise to come for corporate, you know, identification repentance. You know, corporate, you know, repentance, identification repentance, to make sure we repent of all our sins. All the sins that we have done. Isaiah 24, verses 5-6 says, the earth is also defiled under its inhabitant because they have transgressed the law. We transgress the law. We do not allow, you know, the fatherless even to benefit out of the God-given resources in the nation. The widows are languishing in poverty. Couple of graduates came out even from their school without any job. Unemployment is order of the day. You turn them to begin to hang around to do that which is not palatable. How far or how long will you continue to maltreat the people in a way that God does not discern? The Bible says we change the ordinances. We have changed the landmark. The ordinances of God, the way God even laid it down, has been changed. Even our kings have compromised. The politicians now, they are the one even installing and ruling the king. Why the king supposed to install even people that want to be minister, want to be president? We hijack the power even of the king again. We hijack the power of the city, of the nation. We change the ordinances. Then the last one, we have broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore, the curse has devoured the earth, and those who dwell in it are desolate. Therefore, the habitants of the earth are born, and few men are left. The few that are left, please, God is calling you to emerge. Emerge in prayers to be able or even to champion the cause of our God. We are warming up here. You know, the IICI, the Inspired International Christian Intercessors, we are warming up now with our resources to gather together, to come emerge, to make sure the purpose of God is fulfilled in our beloved country, Nigeria. Hallelujah. So the time has come, I'm calling the church. across the globe, church across the globe, church, you know, in our nation, give your life to Christ, be born again. So we need the support of God to carry this pregnancy and to give back to this new generation. Hallelujah. And so shall it be. So, brethren, let us arise out of Zion. Let the power come out of Zion, not our frivolous city. No. Not our, you know, multiplicity of interest. Not our selfish heart. No. Let the love be towards God at this time to defend the original purpose and the plan of God. Our youth are dead and wounded in their hundreds. Unemployment is order of the day. You have not been able to successfully, you know, dealt with brutally Boko Haram that has taken over the major part of the eastern part of the nation. You have not even addressed the wicked, murderous, and dangerous Fulani henchmen that are, you know, ravaging the whole of the middle eastern and western part of the country. The Boko Haram almost killed a governor. What about, you know, the kidnappers, the rapists, the ritual murderers, the arm robbers, the false prophets? We have not tackled all of that. But we're killing our youths. May the Lord have mercy. May the Lord have mercy. The birth of a new generation. Brethren, before I begin to pray, I want you to examine yourself. Am I ready to defend the purpose of the plan of God? Before I begin to pray, let me read quickly from the book of Isaiah chapter 56. So, we know how to awake. The church must awake. The leaders that God wants to, you know, bring to power must awake. I do not belong to any party, and I don't want to belong to any party, but I belong to the party of God. Isaiah, the book of Isaiah 56, from verses 9 to 12. The Bible says, all you beasts of the field, come to devour. That's why the place is desolate right now. Listen. Verse 10 says, the watchmen are blind. Who are the watchmen? Pardon my language. Yoruba call them Alore. People that watch over even the land, that watch over the city, over the nation. They have opened the gate of the nation to Boko Haram, to people to come to devour. They have opened the gates, the border of the nation, to all kind of things going on. Sleeping, lie down, loving to slumber. Yes, they are greedy dogs, which never have enough. And they are shepherds who cannot bark. They all look to their own ways, everyone for his own gain, for his own territory. Come, one says, I will bring wine. And we will fill ourselves with intoxicating wine. Tomorrow will be as today, as much more abundant. God is calling everyone. God is calling the leaders to come back to repent, to have the interest of the masses in their heart. So the new, no, birth of this new generation can emerge in the name of the Lord Jesus. Brethren, and God is calling you and I to make sure the will of the Lord be done. And if we do not soak ourselves inside the spirit of the Lord, there's no way we want to, you know, allow the birth of this new generation coming to pass. We want to begin to pray. I want to pray first from the book of Isaiah, chapter 44. Let me pray from the book of Isaiah, chapter 44, real quick. Isaiah 44. Isaiah 44. I'm going to read from 24 to 25. 24 to 25. Say, thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, and he who formed you from the womb. I am the Lord who makes all things, who stretch out the heavens, all alone, who spread abroad the earth by myself, who frustrate the signs of the babblers and drive diviners mad, who turns wise men backward and makes their knowledge foolishness, who confirm the word of his servant and perform the counsel of his messenger, who says to Jerusalem, you shall be inhabited, to the city of Judah, you shall be rebuilt. I will raise up and waste places. This is the word of the Lord. I want us to pray, asking the Lord to frustrate the tokens of operations of the wicked over our country, over your life, over even your family. Let the Lord frustrate, ask God to frustrate the tokens of the operations of the wicked princes over our country in the name of the Lord Jesus. Ask God to frustrate their tokens. Frustrate the tokens. Let the purpose and the plan of the Lord emerge. Ask God to touch the heart even of every man, every individual, even in our country, Nigeria, across the globe, to turn back to God, to come and do the will of the Lord Almighty. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah be unto your name. Glory be unto your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I want you to use your priestly authority to break all satanic covenant, which the ancients, politicians, occultist religious bodies, satanic watchmen, have entered into, have made. All those, satanic covenant, they have entered into. I want you to break it with your priestly authority in the name of the Lord Jesus. I ask God to arise, that all their satanic covenant be broken. The ancient politicians, what they have written down, that is taking on, holding the nation into ransom, let it be broken in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let it be that the will of the Lord will emerge. The will of the Lord even will emerge in the name of the Lord Jesus. Then the last prayer point before I begin to pray. I want us to pray from the book of Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 1 from verses 18 to 21. Then I raised my eyes and looked, and there were four horns. And I said to the angel who talked with me, what are these? So he answered me, these are the horns that have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. Then the Lord showed me four carpenters. And I said, what are these coming to do? So he said, these are the horns that scattered Judah, so that no one could lift up his head. But the craftsmen are coming to terrify them, to cast out the horns of the nations that lifted up their horns against the land of Judah and scatter it. I want you to pray that God raise spiritual craftsmen, not physical craftsmen, the spiritual carpenters, that indeed that will terrify every horn that are disturbing that nation, Nigeria, disturbing the whole world, that does not allow peace to reign even in the world, that does not allow peace to reign in our beloved country. Yes, talk to God and ask God to preserve his purpose. Ask God to preserve his purpose and his agenda over that beloved nation. And use that nation as a point of contact, even to America, to all parts of Africa, Europe, to all six continents. Let peace reign. Let Eliakim company emerge all over the world to prepare the way for the coming of our Christ Jesus. Let a new generation, the birth of a new generation, Lord, take hold of all the whole earth. In the name of the Lord Jesus, generation that will seek God, that will do the will of God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. That says, Almighty God. Our generation shall seek your name. Our generation shall See your name in our generation. Shall seek your name. Our generation shall seek your name. Amen. By the special grace of God, I've come to the end of this spiritual broadcast. And want to employ us to join our prayer life together to make sure that the purpose of the Lord emerge on earth. Again, that the heavens shall be opened above us, wherever we are, as we are representing, you know, our nation, wherever you are, representing God as well. To allow the, whatever you're doing, as you are defending your nation, as you are preparing the way, even for the emerge of a new generation, do it in the way of the Lord. Let the Lord have hands in it. Let the hand of the Lord come into it. Let the Lord has hand in it, in the hand, in the way that you handle it. Do not handle it in your own way. David said, the battle is not of ours, it's of God that have gone ahead of our battle. So God has gone ahead of our battle. Let's turn the battle back unto God, so the will of the Lord might be done. Let's bow down our head as we pray. Father Lord, we thank you once again for your help. Thank you, Lord, even for the way, Lord, that you have delivered, Lord, even your word. Your word has gone forth, Lord, even to the uttermost part of the globe. We pray that you will water your words like a seed. Let the word take root to bring out fruit. Fruit that will sustain our nation, that will sustain the whole globe, that the name of the Lord may be glorified. Thank you, our Lord. Hallelujah be unto your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed and the church says, Amen. We thank as many that worship with us today on this platform. This broadcast is coming from the Commission of Royal City Church International, United States of America. Keep praying for us. The Lord bless you and move you forward in the counsel of the Lord and his purposes. Thanks and God bless.